order for evening prayer daily throughout the year.
I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. I will arise and go to my father and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Enter not into judgment with thy servant, O Lord, for in thy sight shall no man living be justified. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities.
Dearly beloved brethren, the scripture moveth us in sundry places to acknowledge and confess our manifold sins and wickedness, and that we should not dissemble nor cloak them before the face of Almighty God our Heavenly Father, but confess them with an humble, lowly, penitent, and obedient heart, to the end that we may obtain forgiveness of the same by his infinite goodness and mercy. And although we ought at all times humbly to acknowledge our sins before God, yet ought we chiefly so to do when we assemble and meet together to render thanks for the great benefits that we have received at his hands, to set forth his most worthy praise, to hear his most holy word, and to ask those things which are requisite and necessary, as well for the body as the soul. Wherefore I pray and beseech you, as many as are here present, to accompany me with a pure heart and humble voice unto the throne of the heavenly grace, saying after me,
Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who desireth not the death of a sinner, but rather that he may turn from his wickedness and live, and hath given power and commandment to his ministers to declare and pronounce to his people, being penitent, the absolution and remission of their sins. He pardoneth and absolveth all them that truly repent and unfeignedly believe his holy gospel. Wherefore let us beseech him to grant us true repentance and his Holy Spirit, that those things may please him which we do at this present, and that the rest of our life hereafter may be pure and holy, so that at the last we may come to his eternal joy, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, open thou our lips, and our mouth shall show forth thy praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.
Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose unrighteousness is forgiven,
and whose sin is covered.
Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth no sin,
and in whose spirit there is no guile.
For while I held my tongue,
my bones consumed away through my daily complaining.
For thy hand is heavy upon me day and night,
and my moisture is like the drought in summer.
I will acknowledge my sin unto thee.
And mine unrighteousness have I not hid.
I said, I will confess my sins unto the Lord.
And so thou forgavest the wickedness of my sin.
For this shall every one that is godly make his prayer unto thee, in the time when thou mayest be found.
But in the great water floods they shall not come nigh him.
Thou art a place to hide me in. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble.
Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance.
I will inform thee, and teach thee in the way wherein thou shalt go.
And I will guide thee with mine eye.
Be ye not like to horse and mule, which have no understanding,
whose mouths must be held with bit and bridle, lest they fall upon thee.
Great plagues remain for the ungodly.
But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord, mercy embraceth him on every side.
Be glad, O ye righteous, and rejoice in the Lord.
And be joyful, all ye that are true of heart.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 33. Rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous.
For it becometh well the just to be thankful.
Praise the Lord with harp.
Sing praises unto him with the lute, an instrument of 10 strings.
Sing unto the Lord a new song.
Sing praises lustily unto him with a good courage.
For the word of the Lord is true,
and all his works are faithful.
He loveth righteousness and judgment.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord.
By the word of the Lord were the heavens made,
and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth.
He gathereth the waters of the sea together, as it were upon a heap,
and layeth up the deep as in a treasure house.
Let all the earth fear the Lord.
Stand in awe of him, all ye that dwell in the world.
For he spake, and it was done.
He commanded, and it stood fast.
The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught,
and maketh the devices of the people to be of none effect, and casteth out the counsels of princes.
The counsel of the Lord shall endure for ever,
and the thoughts of his heart from generation to generation.
Blessed are the people whose God is the Lord Jehovah,
and blessed are the folk that he hath chosen to him to be his inheritance.
The Lord looked down from heaven and beheld all the children of men.
From the habitation of his dwelling, he considereth all them that dwell on the earth.
He fashioneth all the hearts of them,
and understandeth all their works.
There is no king that can be saved by the multitude of an host.
Neither is any mighty man delivered by much strength.
A horse is counted but a vain thing to save a man.
Neither shall he deliver any man by his great strength.
Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him,
and upon them that put their trust in his mercy,
to deliver their soul from death,
and to feed them in the time of dearth.
Our soul hath patiently tarried for the Lord,
for he is our help and our shield.
For our heart shall rejoice in him,
because we have hoped in his holy name.
Let thy merciful kindness, O Lord, be upon us,
like as we do put our trust in thee.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Psalm 34. I will always give thanks unto the Lord.
His praise shall ever be in my mouth.
My soul shall make her boast in the Lord.
The humble shall hear thereof, and be glad.
O praise the Lord with me,
and let us magnify his name together.
I sought the Lord, and he heard me.
Yea, he delivered me out of all my fear.
They had an eye unto him, and were lightened,
and their faces were not ashamed.
Lo, the poor crieth, and the Lord heareth him.
Yea, and saveth him out of all his troubles.
The angel of the Lord tarrieth round about them that fear him,
and delivereth them.
O taste and see how gracious the Lord is.
Blessed is the man that trusteth in him.
O fear the Lord, ye that are his saints.
For they that fear him lack nothing.
The lions do lack, and suffer hunger.
But they who seek the Lord shall want no manner of thing that is good.
Come, ye children, and hearken unto me.
I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
What man is he that lusteth to live,
and would fain see good days?
Keep thy tongue from evil,
and thy lips, do they speak no guile?
Eschew evil and do good.
seek peace and ensue it.
The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous,
and his ears are open unto their prayers.
The countenance of the Lord is against them that do evil,
to root out the remembrance of them from the earth.
The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth them,
and delivereth them out of all their troubles.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a contrite heart,
and will save such as be of a humble spirit.
Great are the troubles of the righteous,
but the Lord delivereth him out of all.
He keepeth all his bones,
so that not one of them is broken.
But misfortune shall slay the ungodly,
and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate.
The Lord delivereth the souls of his servants,
and all they that put their trust in him shall not be destitute.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Here beginneth the third chapter of the book of Ecclesiastes.
For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant, and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill, and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to cast away. A time to tear, and a time to sow. A time to keep silence, and a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time for war, and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. I perceive that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it nor anything taken from it. God has done it so that people fear before him. That which is already has been. That which is to be already has been. And God seeks what has been driven away. Moreover, I saw under the sun that in the place of justice, even there was wickedness, and in the place of righteousness, even there was wickedness. I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time for every matter and for every work. I said in my heart with regard to the children of man that God is testing them, that they may see that they themselves are but beasts. For what happens to the children of man and what happens to the beasts is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and man has no advantage over the beasts, for all is vanity. All go to one place. All are from the dust, and to dust all return. Who knows whether the spirit of man goes upward and the spirit of the beast goes down into the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his work, for that is his lot. Who can bring him to see what will be after him?
Here endeth the first lesson.
Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. With his own right hand and with his holy arm hath he gotten himself the victory. The Lord declared his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and truth toward the house of Israel. And all the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Show yourselves joyful unto the Lord, all ye lands. Sing, rejoice, and give thanks. Praise the Lord upon the harp. Sing to the harp with a psalm of thanksgiving, with trumpets also and shawms. Oh, show yourselves joyful before the Lord the King. Let the sea make a noise and all that therein is, the round world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands and let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he is come to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Here beginneth the third chapter of the book of the Gospel according to Saint Luke.
In the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of the region of Iturea, and Trachonitis, and Lysanias tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John the son of Zechariah in the wilderness. And he went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall become straight, and the rough places shall become level ways, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God." He said therefore to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers! Who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruits in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children for Abraham. Even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then shall we do?" And he answered them, "Whoever has two tunics is to share with him who has none, and whoever has food is to do likewise." Tax collectors also came to be baptized, and said to him, "Teacher, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Collect no more than you are authorized to do." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what shall we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or by false accusation, and be content with your wages." As the people were in expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Christ, John answered them all, saying, "I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So with many other exhortations he preached good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, who had been reproved by him for Herodias, his brother's wife, and for all the evil things that Herod had done, added this to them all, that he locked up John in prison. Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form, like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased."
Here endeth the second lesson.
God be merciful unto us and bless us, and show us the light of his countenance,
and be merciful unto us, that thy way may be known upon earth, by saving health among all nations. Let all the people praise thee, O God, yea, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations rejoice and be glad, for thou shalt judge the folk righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise thee, O God. Let all the peoples praise thee. Then shall the earth bring forth her increase, and God, even our own God, shall give us his blessing. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the world shall fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
O Lord, show thy mercy upon us, and grant us thy salvation. O Lord, save our rulers, and mercifully hear us when we call upon thee. Endue thy ministers with righteousness, and make thy chosen people joyful. O Lord, save thy people, and bless thine inheritance. Give peace in our time, O Lord, because there is none other that fighteth for us, but only thou, O God. O God, make clean our hearts within us, and take not thy Holy Spirit from us.
O Lord, we beseech thee, let thy continual pity cleanse and defend thy church, and because it cannot continue in safety without thy succor, preserve it evermore by thy help and goodness, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O God, from whom all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works do proceed, give unto thy servants that peace which the world cannot give, that both our hearts may be set to obey thy commandments, and also that by thee we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may pass our time in rest and quietness, through the merits of Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and by thy great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. For the love of thy only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, who alone workest great marvels, send down upon our bishops and curates and all congregations committed to their charge the healthful spirit of thy grace, and that they may truly please thee, pour upon them the continual dew of thy blessing. Grant this, O Lord, for the honour of our advocate and mediator, Jesus Christ. Amen. Almighty God, who hast given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplications unto thee, and dost promise that when two or three are gathered together in thy name, thou wilt grant their requests. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants, as may be most expedient for them, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with us all evermore. Amen.